If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Good morning. It may be 7 a.m., but it is never too early to have a Bartolini meatball sandwich. Another stop on our Hometown Voices tour. Here's your host, Mr. Fix-It himself, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning, everybody. 7:14 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. We are live at Bartolini's for our Hometown Voices tour here in Midlothian, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by your Ace Hardwares and by CleanFireplace.com. Nice to see all you people. How are you? We are sporting our brand new applause sign that was made for me by Mike Jakubowski. Come on, keep going, people. I got a little light, LED, little button. Works great. I got a couple of bobbleheads of the Bartolini brothers that on top of the sign as they're bobbling, as you're clapping. I'll tell you what, the bobbleheads, they're very slimming. So, I mean, they really, they look fantastic. So we're here this morning. We're going to have some fast facts later on about Midlothian. Now, many of you know that the name Midlothian came from the Indian word Midlothian. And we'll find out what that means in just a little bit. We have lots of things to give away today. We're going to be meeting with our Allstate agent who is going to be making a donation to a wonderful organization that helps mentor young women, which is awesome. I had an opportunity to speak with Cheryl, who is our Allstate agent, earlier this week, and talk about her commitment to helping to mentor young women who need it the most. And so I think you're all going to be really impressed when Cheryl gets here this morning. And we're so grateful for Allstate for helping us put this all on. And the Bartolini brothers here as well. I've never been here. For me, it's funny how, you know, certain things, the way the room is set up with these long tables, it reminds me of my sister's wedding. I'm serious. It was at a giant gymnasium, and the tables were long like this, and it was back in 1973. So it's a very sweet memory for me to see all you here. So thank you so much for coming. Lots of deals going on here if you're at Bartolini's. This morning, they're offering a full menu for you to enjoy, complimentary coffee and soft drinks. Their world-famous meatball sandwich and pizza will be half price for your enjoyment. There's a Lou special, which is a pepper and egg and meatball plate. Oh, by the way, for those of you that are Catholic, today is St. Joseph's Day. Typically, you know, yeah, I'm in red as well. You're not supposed to eat meat on St. Joseph's Day. But Dominic told me he's a minister, and so he gave us all, he's not a priest, but he's already given us he just gave us a special dispensation. So what happens at Bartolini's stays at Bartolini's. There's a pepper and egg and meatball plate served open face with peppers, onions, and Parmesan cheese, served on a homemade hash brown potatoes with a splash of red gravy. It's only $5. That's awesome. And the Bloody Mary that hasn't made it my way, or the mimosa, and there's Bailey's and coffee as well. So thank you to the brothers Bartolini for hosting us this morning. We're looking forward to having a nice time. Say hello to Lindsay, everybody. Lindsay's here putting the show together.
Good morning.
And so we're here. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And we got lots to do, but we want to help you folks out there listening as well. And let's go to the phone lines right now and talk to, is it Char? And Char is, we're not sure where Char's at, but she's on the line. Hi, Char, you're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
You sound How are you?
Good. I hope you feel good. I feel well, too. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad. I do feel well.
Good.
How can I help you?
I have a shower drain that is slow, and you used to recommend Bad Cat. My Ace Hardware tells me they're out of business.
They are correct.
And
it is a great product, but the company's not around anymore making the drain opener. I believe you still can buy the little hairball. Good morning, everybody. The little hairball whip that you can pull the stuff out of the drain. But their cleaner, which is great, is not available to any of us at retail anymore. But I have a good product for you to try.
Good. Thank you.
You have a pen or a pencil?
I have. Yes, I do.
Which one?
A pen.
A pen, all right. Just that I like to paint the picture. I always say pencil, but I mean, when does anybody use a pencil? Right? Every day? Every
yes.
day you use a pencil? Why, do you make a lot of mistakes? Okay, it's called InstaFlow.
InstaFlow.
Right.
F-L-O-W?
No, it's just, I think it's F-L-O.
Okay.
But you can get that at your local Ace. And what it is it's a bunch of chips. And over that slow drain, you're going to pour these chips over the drain. Then you're going to boil some water, make yourself some tea.
Okay.
Do you like tea?
I do.
All right, well, have a cup of tea, but then save some of the boiling water and pour it over the chips. But I don't want your face over the chips because it's going to start to sizzle and smoke a little bit. It's not going to smell so good. But
okay.
It's going to go down into that slow drain and eat all that hair and stuff that's in there. How's the sandwiches, by the way? Good? Yeah. And it's going to clear that drain. It is the best stuff for a slow drain. If the drain is completely stopped, it's not that effective. But for a slow drain, it works great. And it's made in Texas, so it's an American-made product, which always makes me happy.
Okay, and the directions will be on there to tell me how much boiling water to use.
Well, you just do the water until it starts to dissolve. So I don't want you to go crazy, but you're going to pour a little bit. The hotter the water, the better, and it's going to... That's the actual sound.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Shar, you have a lovely day.
You too, Lou.
I appreciate you calling this morning. It is 7:20 in the morning. We need to take a quick break. We're live at Bartolini's at the Allstate Hometown Voices Tour here in Midlothian. We'll be back right after these.
We're talking tools and jive here on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 7:20 WGN.
Welcome back to Bartolini's. We're here as part of the Allstate Hometown Voices Tour. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Live in Midlothian, as I mentioned, it is the Indian. It comes from the Indian name Midlothian. How are those fast facts coming on Midlothian? Did you get me any yet? We're working on it. We're gonna do
very busy.
Yeah, we're very okay. There's a lot going on here. Okay, I'm gonna. So this is something I want to talk about real quick before we get back to the calls. I said earlier before the show started that I had something very special to give away this morning on the radio that I am confident that no other radio host ever in the history of radio, going back to Marconi, who invented. So there's another thing that the Italians invent great stuff, right? He invented the radio. No one's ever given this away before. Now, we have a new sponsor starting coming up a little bit later on, I think in like a month, called Espoma. And they are a organic fertilizer company for like your garden and your flowers. It's been around forever. You've seen some of their stuff. But I had a chance to meet with these people. Now, here's just real quick, on the air, because I want to share this with you. And I was so intrigued talking to this. And I know this product line, but they gave me the whole thing that they had. And he showed me one thing that I thought, I want you to send me some of this because I'm going to this remote and I want to give this product that's never been given away on the radio before to the audience. So first we're going to start with who the winner is, okay? So look at your raffle tickets, everyone. Okay, ready? 424-0821. Okay, wait. All right, stay right there. Okay. In the history of radio, no one has given away this on the radio. It's your own bag of chicken manure. Now, this isn't just any chicken manure. This is for organic gardening. You get bigger growth and blooms. They're dehydrated granules for flowers, vegetables, tree shrubs. Nobody has ever given away chicken manure on the radio. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I am the first. You know, there's a guy in Chicago that writes about media. His name is Robert Feeder. Anybody that's in the media, what they do is they read his article to make sure they still have a job. That's what they do. They wake up Monday morning. And so this is the kind of thing that I'm going to make his thing, saying Lou Manfredini gives away chicken manure on WGN. You will not, as Spike used to say, you won't find this kind of radio up and down the dial. Congratulations. Use it in good health. Don't worry. I got another bag. 312-981-7200 is our... No, I don't want to take a break. Come on, real fast. Let's talk real quick to Bill in Plano. Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning, sir. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I live in a house that was built in 1970, and I have a really ugly avocado green tub. And my wife hates it. And we looked into bath fitters, but it costs a lot more than I want to do. And I was wondering what your recommendation is to... You know, get rid of that green tub, and either is it feasible to take it out and replace it, or is there another thing that I could use for covering?
Okay, is it just the tub that's green or the walls too?
The walls and tile are green too.
All right, so is it all sound? Is it in good shape?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to try doing this yourself?
I tiled myself before, so... We were looking at just replacing.
No. I'm not. Can you paint?
Oh yeah.
All right. So if you don't want to pay to do the liner and you just want to spruce it up, you can buy from Rust-Oleum a tub and tile paint that comes in a quart.
Okay.
You're gonna wash that wall really well and the tub. You're gonna get it super clean. You're gonna remove all the caulking that you can from all the way around it. You're gonna take a sponge sander and you're gonna quickly sand it. And then make sure it's completely dry, and you're going to paint and roll this white Rust-Oleum paint on the tub and the walls, and you will get a couple of years out of it if you're careful how you clean it.
Okay.
And it just cost you $100 for 2 quarts of it and your time. And then you can say, and then you can save up to do the liner if you want to do it later or remodel the whole bathroom. But it'll get that green out of your life. Then, you know, it'll look a lot nicer than what you have right now. So give that a shot. I appreciate the phone call. Quick break, and then to Veronica Carter's news right after this.
Hi, it's Steve Cochran. Excuse me a second. I need to adjust the old tool belt. You're listening to Lou Manfredini in the Mr. Fix-It program on 720 WGN.
Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Midlothian, is presented by Allstate agent Cheryl Kirkland, and we're live at Bartolini's restaurant in Midlothian. Before we get to your question, ma'am, I want to tell you about a little something that we're doing starting today. Many of you know that I'm very involved, myself, my wife, my family, with Misericordia up on the north side. So... At the end of April, they always have their candy days, the last weekend in April. I'm sure many of you volunteer where you're out on the corners collecting candy. It's a major fundraiser. And we're trying to jumpstart the fundraiser. And I'm taking a page from John Williams, who has his virtual kettle that he does with the Salvation Army at Christmas time. So we have created Lou's virtual candy jar. Okay? And the whole idea is... that you can go, if you'd like, to WGNradio.com, and you can make a donation to Lou's candy jar on behalf of Misericordia. But wait, it gets better. Our friends at Townstone Financial are going to match your donation up to $5,000. So that's terrific. So... So our goal is $5,000. I'm being very conservative on our goal, but that $5,000 can turn into $10,000 because of the generosity of the folks at Townstone Financial. I think we're going to do better than that. And so if you're listening and you'd like to donate, you just go to WGNradio.com/events. I think it might be up on the homepage right now. And you'll see the candy jar. There'll be a little button to click donate, and you can put it on your Visa or your MasterCard, whatever you'd like. And what we're trying to do is get this going just to help them raise more money. I was just there yesterday with my daughter, Mallory, and it's just a phenomenal place. And their goal, obviously, is not just to take care of the people that live there and work there and live in the homes that are in the community, but to be self-sufficient and not have to, you know, depend on government money, which is never there, to help take care of it. So Candy Days is a way to help them stay self-sufficient, and it's a great, A, if you can't donate on our virtual candy jar, that's perfectly fine. But on Candy Days, the last weekend in April, I want you to take all that spare change you have in your house and load it up into a cup holder in the car. And then when you see those folks standing outside on the weekends, just dump all that change in there, because you're helping a very worthwhile organization. And my thanks, my deepest thanks to the folks at Townstone Financial, who are matching your donation up to $5,000. So that's really awesome. So thank you very much for participating. And in advance, if you go to WGN Radio and donate, I really would appreciate it. We have a question from the audience. Are you the lady that bought me the Bloody Mary?
I am.
Can I tell you? What's your name?
Judy.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So the coffee here, the Bartolini Brothers.
Uh-huh.
I like saying that, Bartolini Brothers.
It's nice. It's got a nice ring
to it.
Yeah,
they brought me a coffee cup that I literally could do a dive into. I'm like Greg Louganis.
We should have used that for the Bloody Mary.
Right. Well, but then the Bloody Mary, can I tell you, the coffee's delicious. The Bloody Mary, better.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. How can I help you, Judy?
Well, I have a fireplace that the press-in seal on the outer is really not doing me justice. It's freezing in my family room that I literally had to put press-in seal over it.
You mean the press-in seal, the cover?
No, like what you're supposed to use on your food? The plastic wrap. The plastic wrap.
Wow. Do you have that on your furniture too?
No, just on the fireplace.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
There. I mean, it literally, and over the winter, it blew off the press-in seal. That's the breeze coming through.
So it's a metal box.
It's a metal on the outside of the
fireplace. And it's tiled around there?
Brick.
And do you use the fireplace?
Well, no.
What was the name of the thing that you thought it was crazy that I liked? That was the thing that you cover over the fireplace, and you're like, "Really, you like this?"
And I said, "Fireplace fashions."
Yeah.
It was a magnet for your.
Yeah. So this company makes, it's literally a heavy piece of fabric with a line of magnet on all four sides that goes over the entire fireplace. Now, it isn't my first choice. There's a couple ways to. The problem with the metal boxes are, even if there's a bladder that you can buy that you stick up inside the flue and you pump it up and it seals the flue. The problem is with a metal box and a metal flue, it still conducts the cold when it's really cold inside.
Okay, let me interrupt you though. I'd love to use the fireplace.
Correct.
I'd like to use it.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking,
when you're not.
Right. So this is just for when you're not using
it. Correct, and cutting the draft. And so they make it so you can get, it's just, some of it is black. It's just black fabric, so it kind of matches the thing.
Okay.
And it seals the draft up because it's a magnet, a strip of magnet on all four sides to go right over the top. And then it cuts the draft. Now, they even make it, like what I thought they should do, is make it like they could put photographs on it so it would look like something. Like it should look like a fire.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Or, you know, if you're the Bartolini brothers, it looks like a giant meatball sandwich. Right?
Right.
Right? Or like a picture of your dog. You have a dog?
No.
Right. Well, somebody else's dog.
Right.
Okay? I have a couple of cute dogs. Yeah. But that's really what they should do. What was it called?
Get your horn.
Fireplace Fashions.
And it's up on our website. And
the idea. I just didn't like how you wanted to put the flames up there. Do you remember?
Oh, my gosh. That would look so good.
He wanted to put
it would look
print.
Like, so you put a print like it's a fire.
I agree.
Exactly. So then.
Okay, Judy.
That would be.
Thank you, Judy.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Judy knows me. It's like you don't even know me. We've worked together for like 9 years, and it's like you don't even know me.
Okay, so getting back, though,
you can stay, Judy.
Thank you.
Keep talking. I'm going to take a sip of my Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Keep talking.
But my question is, how do I find this draft?
The draft is coming from the general.
So there's no fixing that.
No, because it's the metal that's conducting it.
Oh.
So in other words, assuming that it's all sealed up and there's no, you know, it's coming. The flue should be closed.
Right.
I'm assuming you have that.
Yes.
But it doesn't close like a refrigerator door. It just closes enough, and the draft can come down. And when it's really cold, this year it probably hasn't been that bad because it's not super cold.
Right. Just right? Windy.
Windy. And this is the metal conducting it.
Okay.
If you get this thing over the top of it, and if they would get their heads out of their you-know-what and make it look like a fire, people would buy more of it.
Well, thank you, Lou.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the South Side.
Thank you. Thank you, Judy. I appreciate it. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Remember, that's also our text line, so you can text us. And we'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be our Noodaloo 2, which I'm also very excited about, and I'm going to give some of those away as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Dean Richards from Sunday Mornings here on WGN and the WGN-TV Morning News. Now back to Lou Manfredini, a Dean's List A+, and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is live from Bartolini's Restaurant in Midlothian and is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. I'm a little concerned about you people. My applause light is on. Okay, here's the thing. Okay.
They're very hungry.
I want you all to have a nice time, but I need you to pay attention. Okay? I know it's early. Okay? I know it's early. I'm still going to get you the fun facts about Midlothian, other than the fact it's from the Indian name Midlothian. Chief Midlothian. Was it a chief?
No.
It was what? It was Scottish. It was the Scottish Indian Midlothian. You guys should serve haggis here, then. That's what you should have. Right, okay. So, all right, I'm very excited about this Noodaloo 2. I was at the ACE convention, which was in Las Vegas. And as many of you know, I am a former builder, carpenter by trade. And I have used the very simple version of this Noodaloo 2 my entire career. And the only way I can describe it is it's a better mousetrap. Did you say that in your thing?
No.
You didn't say that. Mm-mm. Okay, so take a listen to this Noodaloo 2 right now.
Anyone who has worked as a finished carpenter professional or even DIY has had to shim a window or a door into that perfect position for a...
You wouldn't be a trim finished carpenter putting in a window. You'd be a rough carpenter.
Thank you.
Start again.
Anyone
She's doing this live, by the way.
Anyone who's worked as a rough carpenter,
there you go,
professional, or even DIY, has had to shim a window or door into that perfect position for a perfect installation. If that sounds like you, we've got the perfect addition to your toolbox. What? Our new Noodaloo 2 this weekend, the windbag, kind of reminds me of a cross between a blood pressure armband and a whoopee cushion. It's a handheld, or it's a hand-operated inflatable air cushion that'll provide up to 220 pounds of pressure to replace shims and wedges in a variety of applications. Ideal for positioning windows and doors, leveling cabinets and appliances, or as a quick job site doorstop, the windbag can be used in the tiniest of gaps and as wide as 2 inches. Pump it up, and then a simple twist of the locking knob holds its shape firmly. When the job is done, you can just let the air out. Let the air out now.
Watch, ready?
He's doing a demonstration here with...
with my applause light.
Applause light. Okay. Very nice.
And I have the Bartolini brothers in their bobbleheads, and when they go, their heads kind of turn.
The windbag...
kind of like, you know, the RCA dog going, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's what I was going to say. Weird. The windbag goes, oh!
Oh!
Bartolini brothers are...
The Bartolini down. Brothers have hit the ground... and the and the fake meatball, but don't worry, they're back up.
But they're intact.
They're okay. Don't worry, they're okay. Yeah, right, right. We're gonna need a lawyer. I'm gonna get a lawsuit now. They've got whiplash. I saw some billboard when I was coming down here, and there was a billboard. For some lawyer that's going to help you get divorced. She says she's the happiest lawyer. I'm thinking, are you happy when you're getting divorced?
Maybe.
But this lawyer's happy. Maybe you should call her for your neck problem. She's happy. Here we go.
How did, what?
I don't know. Well, because the Bartolini's hit the ground. Right. Oh, this is fun. Keep going.
It goes for about $20. You can find no more at winbagusa.com. I'll put all the information up on WGNradio.com on Lou's Facebook page.
Oh, my gosh. That is so much fun.
And also up on Vibe Score.
Yeah.
That is...
Look at that. This is a good... Look at there they go. It's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's the Leaning Tower of Bartolini's. Look at them. Look at how their heads kind of turn when you go up. Right? That's something. Oh, it's too bad this isn't television. Because it's really good. For those of you that are listening on the radio, I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize that you can't see me helping out the windbag. So this is really kind of cool, right? If you're putting in a window or you need to, in particular, there's a lot of carpenters out there that work by themselves. And, you know, you may get a guy, you know, like I was talking to Dominic and Christopher. You got, you know, like I got a guy. He works on the weekend. He comes in. He's a union carpenter, but he comes in, does a side job. But he's by himself. When my wife and I were getting married, I worked every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, because we had two nickels between the two of us. I was running a construction company, and then I worked side jobs. It was like I was competing against myself. And so I would go work these side jobs, and I'd set windows and doors. Let me tell you, it's not an easy thing to do as one person. If I had this windbag, I would have made twice as much money. I wouldn't be sitting here with you right now. Wait, let me think about what I just said. This is awesome. I love this. How much is it?
$20.
For one or two?
I believe just one.
Yeah, that's too much. Well, because the thing is, you can't just have one. You need two. So it should be like two for $25.
I'll email them.
Yeah, tell them. It's made out of Kevlar, which is kind of cool. So I really like it. It's a neat idea, but it should be two for 24,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
And it's all up on our website.
It's all up on our website.
All right.
Facebook.
And we have three of them to give away, so we'll do that in our raffle. That's awesome. And this is the original version, a box of shims, right? Just a bag of shims right here.
Hey, while I'm here, do you want to plug anything?
What would you like me to plug?
Maybe like a show that's coming up next week on Saturday morning, 7 to 10.
7 to 10
a.m.
next Saturday. Mm-hmm. Oh, so I know this is probably hard to believe, but I'm taking another Saturday off next week. Just wait. Hold on. This is a very important year at the Manfredini's. So I only get 4 Saturdays off a year, just so you know. I mean, which is fine, because I like you people. But I'm going to be gone. It's spring break. We're taking off for the kids. And then later on in April, our son Quinn, for those of you who listened to me for a long time, this will make you feel old. Our oldest son is going to graduate from college in April, which is amazing. Right? Amazing.
That is great.
So next Saturday, I'm taking the weekend off. But the host of that show is the beautiful woman sitting to my right, or if you're looking at your radio, to your left. And Lindsay's going to host the show along with some experts. And she's been taking diligent notes to make sure she can answer the vast majority of questions that we answer all the time. So please listen next week and give her a break. Give her a break. Right. Yeah. You're going to do great.
I'm very excited.
You're going to do great.
It should be fun.
Yeah. I won't be listening.
Good.
Yeah. She told me I'm not allowed to listen, but I'll be out of town. So anyway, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. No. Come on. Let's talk real quick to Art. Art, who's on the line there. Art in Dyer, Indiana. You're not too far, Art. You could make it. How can we help you?
I got a really quick request. If you could send out a shout-out, and I love you to my parents who are sitting in the audience.
Your parents are in the audience? Who's got a son named Art?
John.
Right over there. Can I wait? I just want to tell you, when I turned to look at him, Art, they both shook their head no, like they didn't want to acknowledge you as their son.
Yeah, I could figure that.
Is everything okay? Do you owe them money?
No. No.
No? All right. You
That's
like him?
The truth.
You like, oh, okay. They love him, they said. They love you. That's nice. Do you have a question, or are you just trying to suck up to your parents?
I actually have a question, too.
Go ahead.
I'm beyond fucking up.
I'm
building a deck at home, and I'm using treated wood. I don't want to paint it. I'd rather just not even stain it. Just cover it? What's your recommendation?
You have a treated deck, or you're building a deck?
I'm redecking the deck to my house, but I will be building the pool deck. So it's all brand new wood.
Treated.
Yep, it's treated wood.
And you don't want to stain it?
No.
You just want to leave it regular wood so you can get splinters all over your feet.
Well, can I treat it so it doesn't do that?
Well, what do you want to treat it with?
That's why I'm calling you.
It? He's the problem son, isn't he? Yeah. Yeah. Do you have other children? What are their names? Matt and Mark. Those are the favorites, right? Matt and Mark? No, they're not? Really? Are they listening? Because now they know they're not the favorite. Okay, Art. So the thing is that with a pool, it's a problem because there's a lot of moisture there. If you want to put something on there that's non-slip, which obviously is very important, what you could do is you could coat this. And since it's going to be mostly people in their bare feet, what I would do is I'd put down that treated deck, sand it a little bit so it's nice and smooth, make sure it's going to be dry for a couple of days. Then there's a product that Rust-Oleum puts out called Restore 10X. And it is a acrylic-based paint that goes on like molasses. And you put it on with a heavy-duty textured roller. And then it gives you this non-slip finish that is a perfect coating to go over a pool. Because, again, you're mostly in bare feet. You're not shoveling it. And so you're going to get really, really good results. The trick is it's got to be dry when you put it down, not super hot when you put it down, and you go slowly to get a nice coverage. If you wanted to see it go on, you go to Rust-Oleum's website, or we did a feature on our House Smarts TV show, and if you go to housesmartstv.com and you search out deck, keyword deck, it'll come up and you'll see it there. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much.
What does home improvement, Allstate Insurance, and a lot of meatballs have in common? Probably not what you think, but I will tell you, it's all part of the Mr. Fix-It Show, broadcasting live here at Bartolini's Restaurant at 14420 South Pulaski in Midlothian. Now back to Lou on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Bartolini's Restaurant in Midlothian, is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Fox Home Center and by ChevyDriveChicago.com and Rogers Roofing. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I went quickly to the men's room. You can tell a lot about a restaurant when in the bathroom's nice and clean, very nice. But I'm going to tell you, if the size of the lock in the men's bathroom, if a bear were to ever get loose in the restaurant, run to the men's room and lock the door. You will be completely safe. Okay? So if a bear gets loose out here, I know we're way south, or maybe a panther. It was funny. When I was driving, did you see, because we're so far south, the palm trees when you were coming down?
They were swaying.
Yeah. I mean, it's windy, but I'm surprised that the coconuts are already out. Oh, no, wait. They're all here. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Jackie, who's been hanging on. Jackie, thank you so much.
Hi, Lou.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to call and wish my sons and boys happy 21st anniversary. I love you all.
Wow. You're Mrs. Bartolini.
Well, yeah, now Mrs. Bartolini is panicky. But I'm in Florida talking about palm trees and coconuts. That's where I'm at, and I wish I was there.
She's in. Hey, so she is down by. Oh, you're in Sarasota. I see. So
hey, I heard you like those bobbleheads. I bought those for them in case they didn't tell you.
You do. There's a lot of firsts going on here at the broadcast here. First is that we gave away chicken manure on the radio, which has never happened before. And we now have a special guest up on the stage with me, which I've never had before either. Someone you may know. It's in a box. He's in a box, and this evidently is your father up on stage with us, which is very nice. Yeah, so very sweet. So
they carry his ass.
I'm very nervous. I don't want to knock anything over because I. That's very nice, and I understand he goes everywhere, so that's great.
He does.
I'm glad he's here with us. All right, well, you enjoy yourself in Sarasota.
And congratulations. I love you, boys. And you Lou, my beautiful redheaded granddaughter is graduating from college, and I heard your son is.
Jordan. Jordan, right?
Never know.
Right,
and
just
Ohio,
Jordan.
My best friend.
It's a family affair here. Oh, you want me to fix your granddaughter up with my son?
Yeah,
she's a beautiful girl.
Isn't she gorgeous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always, you know, the thing is, redheads are trouble, but that's okay.
Listen,
I could see
I'm
past that. Like I said. Jackie, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Lou. Have a wonderful time. Eat those meatballs.
Oh, we're having a great time. Thank you so much. There's the Bartolini boys' mom. That's very nice. Thank you for calling. We have a question out here in the audience, I believe, that we're moving our microphone over to. 312-981-7200 is also our phone number. We'll get to your phone calls and your questions right now. Ma'am, you have a question. What's your name and where are you from, ma'am?
Hi, I'm Sue, and I'm from Tinley Park.
You don't have to stand up. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Nobody could see me back here.
Yeah.
The question I have is about shiplap. We have a summer...
Easy. It's a family show.
Well, everybody knows from Fixer Upper, Joanne talks about shiplap all the time. Well, any place I walk into to ask about it, no man knows what I'm talking about. Now, we do have a carpenter. The home is in Long Beach, Indiana. And it's a national home, so it's not insulated, and the structure is built on 2x2s. So it was built in 1947. So you could be standing outside, I could be in the house, and you could hear me. We heard shiplap is a good insulator, but I talked to our carpenter, and since you have expertise in it, I had seen some pine boards, and he said, no, don't use pine. It warps, and it's not consistently straight. So what would you suggest using? I need it as an insulator, and then the whole house is paneling. Not paneling, but wood.
On the inside.
Yes, I want to cover that up, bring it up to snuff as far as style, and cover this stuff. But
the framing of the house is all 2x2.
Yes.
And it's a single-story house.
Yes.
Boy, if this was the Little Red Riding Hood with the three little pigs, this is not the house I want to be in. Is it sturdy?
Oh, very sturdy.
As strong as the lock in the men's bathroom here at Bartolini's?
Yeah, same as is in the women's.
Is it the big lock?
Expecting the lock.
That's all the reason I'm going there.
It gets no water.
So, all right. So here's my question. So in other words, you want to come up with some new type of siding on the outside?
No, the inside. Shiplap goes on the inside
right.
to cover up a lot of flaws.
And it's pine now.
Is it pine? No, it's not pine.
Well, what is it? Masonite?
It's wood. We're looking for a product to use as shiplap that would be straight but would look like shiplap.
Hmm.
Did I stump Lou?
I want to see it. Because the 2x2 bothers me. The framing bothers me, and I'm just trying to. What is he saying? What is he saying to you?
He said, just ask you where to get shiplap. Well, you can come out. We're by Lake Michigan, so you can come out to Long Beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go to the beach and look at the house.
So where have you gone to go look at it, to try and find it? Just at. You need to go to a specialty lumber yard.
We did. We went to Schilling, which is big on the south side here.
Right.
They didn't know what I was talking about. We've been to Menards.
Won't have it.
All of them.
It's probably going to have to be made, but it can be made. It's not. You know where I would go? One of our sponsors is this Fox Home Center in Alsip. That's not
yes,
too far from here.
Yes, I know
here.
Where that's at.
Okay?
Yes.
They do a big siding business.
Uh-huh.
And they will be a source for you or be able to find it or give you an alternative.
I'm open to that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to go over that. And then in that 2x2 wall, is there mechanicals in there? Like, is there electrical in the walls?
Oh, of course.
So they're in within that 2x2, you've got some electrical piping. Is it up to date?
Yes.
It's piped?
Yes.
Okay. And there's no insulation in there now?
A little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are we going to remove what's on the inside now?
No,
we're
going to
go over the top. Okay.
Over it.
All right.
Yeah.
So because, okay, if there's a little bit of insulation, you might get away with also doing a little foam insulation. What, are we going to live in this house temporarily or?
Well, eventually when he retires.
Right. But you're going to keep him working until he drops.
That's right.
Right. Poor guy.
Then I'd have to get a job.
Right. Poor guy. Get him another Bartolini meatball sandwich over there. Try that Fox Home Center, and they should be able to get you an alternative.
Okay, thank you very much.
I get it. It's hard to find. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm just trying to picture this house, which I would love to see pictures of.
Oh, I have them on my phone. I'll show you later.
Bring them up later.
Okay, thank you.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. Don't go away.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is live from Midlothian and presented by Allstate agent Cheryl Kirkland. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Let's talk to Patricia, who has been hanging on the line in Chicago. Hi, Patricia. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, how can I help you?
We have thank you. We have a home that was built in about 1950, so raised ranch, about 1,000 square livable space, you know, basement. And the floors are interesting. They're all oak. About 50% of the floors have been covered since we purchased the house. We're the third owner, in carpet, and they never were sanded. They're oak, red oak. The other half of the house are also oak floors, but unfortunately, there's like different layers of tile, and we had it tested, and they did tell us that most of the tile in there has about at least anywhere from 2 to about 5% asbestos. So we had two contractors come out and give us some estimates on what it would be for removal. The only problem is my family now, like 50% of the family, is saying, no, don't touch it, you shouldn't do anything. And the other half said, well, okay, well, you have some people who are licensed to do this, let's do it. And then we could, hopefully get down to the original wood floors and have the whole house basically sanded and stained. Well, I don't know now, first of all. And then if we decided not to remove the asbestos tiles, which are predominantly in the kitchen, the bathroom, and the dining room, and the one bedroom, what to do? The big box stores that they wouldn't come in, because now we have it certified, there are the presence of the asbestos tiles. They won't touch it even to put down a floating floor because they set the levels on even. But for example, in one room, we know there's like 6 layers of tile, and I don't know what the people were doing before we bought the house, but they had like 6 layers of tile, which quite a bit of it is asbestos. So we frankly have been looking at this project now for at least a year and a half, and I need your help. So
okay, it's a nice story. No, it is. It's a good story. Okay, so you live in Chicago. What is the overall plan for this house? Meaning, mm-hmm. are you staying there for the next 10 years, God willing?
Yes. And my primary concern is, obviously my whole family's health, but the health of my little grandchildren who are 1 and 3 who come by here all the time. They want to play on the floor.
We've already answered the question. So here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to get rid of the tile, okay? And we're going to expose the wood floor, and we're going to sand it all down, and we're going to add all this great value to your home, and it's going to cost a little bit more money to do this. But you're going to, if you cover up that asbestos or do something like, encapsulate it, you will constantly have in the back of your mind when your mm-hmm. grandchild is on the carpeting going, I sure hope that asbestos in that tile isn't coming up through this carpeting. And it'll drive you crazy. So why do you want to put yourself through that kind of heartache every time they come over? So, yes, it'll cost a little more to have it eliminated properly. But hopefully when they take this tile up, the floor is in decent shape. Now, you know, here's the thing. They could take that tile up and the flooring underneath that tile could be in bad shape. And now we may have to replace that floor. So you just have to be ready for that if that happens. But ultimately, the thing you have to remember, Patricia, is that hardwood flooring, it's my favorite floor. It's the only renewable floor that's out there that, you know, if you even if you invest and have to put all new flooring on there, when you go to resand it 10 years from now, it's going to look brand new, okay? I live in a 1929 brick colonial in Chicago, and the floors on the first floor and the second floor, for that matter, are original. And when we moved in and renovated that house in 01, we sanded them all down. They look beautiful. And we were able to, you know, we had put an addition on and added to the floor. We stained it so it matches from 1929, okay? There's no other flooring product you can put down that can do that. So, A, for that 50% of your family that says don't do anything, you never listen to them anyway.
That's true.
It's true. See? Right? I know. So I would do the flooring and pull that all up. And if you've got to leave for a couple of days when they're doing that, go spend a nice weekend. Can I tell you something? Midlothian is beautiful this time of the year.
I'm on my way.
Yeah. I think that somewhere here there's a Hampton Inn that you can stay at. They got a pool right outside by the palm trees, and there's a mountain out here you can climb.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Neither did I. Do me a favor. You hung on for like forever. Put Patricia on hold and send her out a $25 gift certificate to Lou Malnati's. They have 45 locations all over the place, and their pizza is just delicious. So hang on, Patricia. We'll get that information for you. It's 8:29 in the morning. We'll take a real quick break and be back right after this.
Looking for some help this morning on your home improvement project?
How handy of a guy are you, Tom?
Tom, are you
still there?
You've got a question, he's got a solution.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. Your how-to.
Your go-to handyman. It's Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Thank you. Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is live from Midlothian, is presented by Allstate agent Cheryl Kirkland. And for those of you in attendance here, Cheryl joins me on stage. Say hello to Cheryl, everyone. Along with Cheryl is Pat Mosina, who is the president of Options for Youth. And we're going to talk to Pat in just a second as well. First of all, Cheryl, thanks so much for being part of this whole Hometown Voices tour with Allstate. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You and I had a chance to chat on the phone earlier this week. We got to talk a little bit about what you do, how long you've been with Allstate. And you have just an amazing story. You've been with Allstate for how long?
27 years.
27 years. And you started where when you started for Allstate?
Sears store.
In the Sears store. Do you guys all remember when you used to go to Sears and there was an Allstate, like a kiosk, right?
That's right.
Now, for those of you that are here and you can, you know, Rick, you are right in my way. What are you doing with that camera? I'm trying to talk to people. You got that thing in my face? It's a camera, by the way. For those of you that are here, Cheryl said she's been with Allstate for 27 years. So you started when you were 10, right? Were you 10 years old? Was Allstate employing young children then?
No, I was not.
They were not? You're sure?
I'm sure.
Oh. Well, like I like to say, whatever you're doing, Cheryl, keep doing it because you look fantastic.
Thank you.
27 years with Allstate has to be, I mean, that's a long time.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that long.
It doesn't seem that long, right?
Not at all.
All right. So you start in this kiosk, and then you eventually open up your own agency. Where and when?
2 years after 62nd and Western at the Sears store, another agent and I decided to open up our own agency on 85th and Stony Island.
Okay.
And I was there for 20 years. And then after that, I decided to branch off to my own agency in South Holland.
That's awesome.
Thank you. That's awesome.
I mean, that is terrific. And you know, this is your business, obviously, it's a people business.
Yes, it is.
Right? And it's about understanding there's I mean, there's protecting everything that we have is important. I'm a huge believer in that. And I'm also a big believer in these sort of legacy businesses that you can be part of. I mean, certainly Allstate has a long history, not only in the Chicagoland market, but across the country. So you've got this company that has really deep roots and a long history. I mean, I think it's, what, 80 years?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Tell me, in the 20-some years that you've been doing this, some of the changes that have occurred. I mean, when you think back, when you were standing there at Sears and people were asking you, hey, where can I find the wrenches? Right?
Right. When I first started 27 years ago, I would go out to everybody's homes and I would go in the backyards and the alleys, take pictures, do measurements and so forth, sit in the kitchen, writing policies. Now it's a whole different story.
Now you can get your policy on your phone, right?
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's a big difference now.
So the technology certainly has played a huge role in people's abilities to, I would imagine, to communicate with you, right? Even now I would imagine people getting a fender bender or something like that. They're taking a picture and saying, Cheryl, look what I did.
Yeah, that's correct. They can send that.
Am
right
I
to
covered? Right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so that's certainly changed, but the connection to your customers hasn't changed, right?
No, not at all. Not
Talk
at
a little
all.
Bit about that, your customers and the ones you've had for a long time and how much, you know, that means to you.
It means a lot to me. They can come to my office face to face. They call a lot of them. I know their voices. You know, if they need anything, they just give me a call.
Right. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. And joining us on the stage is Pat Mosina, president of Options for Youth. Part of what we're doing today as part of all these Hometown Voices tours is that Allstate and the local agents are involved with organizations that are important to them. Pat, tell us a little bit about Options for Youth.
Options for Youth, it's not quite as old as Allstate, but for 20 years, we have been helping two of the most vulnerable populations of adolescents in Chicago. First-time teen moms, all of whom have a baby before the age of 18, and teenage African-American boys on the South Side who live and go to school in some of the most dangerous neighborhoods in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to tell you about our subsequent pregnancy program. Program I started 20 years ago. It's one of the few programs in the country that focuses on delaying a second pregnancy among teen moms. Now, many young moms can make it with one baby, but two, when you're still a teen, that generally means high school dropout, welfare dependency, and long-term poverty. So we began this program. It's a home visiting program, and the home visitor steps in and becomes surrogate mother, sister, welfare advocate, school advocate, whatever it takes to help this young mom and her baby keep not fall through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've had 5,000 first-time mothers in our program and from 50 communities, and among those 5,000, 97% have delayed a second pregnancy. And 95% have finished high school and gotten their diploma.
That's great. That's awesome. That's terrific. And this obviously is such an important aspect of giving kids a chance, right? I mean, and I think that most of us that are not in this situation, you know, I've used this term a lot. You know, we are all just two turns away in our lives, even if we're successful, from having something bad happen, right? And it's a question of having mentors and having people to show you examples of what you can accomplish. And when we were talking, Cheryl, on the phone, you have been mentoring these young women for a number of years.
Yes, that's correct.
Telling them about your story and how you talk a little bit about your family and the struggles that, you know, that you went through a little bit. I mean, I don't want to get into your personal life, but in other words, you're showing them what can happen if you stay focused.
Yes. What I do is mentor the young girls. And I just show them that if they stay in school, go away to school, they're able to take care of themselves. They're able to take care of their children. They can still pursue their dreams,
right,
although they're pregnant or have children.
Right.
That's
It
not,
doesn't mean that things have to stop.
That's correct.
Right.
That's
it's going to be harder.
It's harder, but you can still pursue your dreams.
And speaking of family, I know that we have three generations of your family here. Your mother is here.
Yes.
I see her beaming, that smiles from ear to ear. And your daughter, who's also here, who we talked about the fact that she's a dentist. Say hello to the family over there. Nice job.
Thank you.
Right.
She's here for the weekend.
She's here for the weekend.
Yeah.
She's going to be doing some cleanings a little bit later on. So we're setting up a little station at the bar. Actually, we're going to use in the bathroom because the lock is really sturdy. you may not have heard that. It is just amazing to talk to you, to see the length of time that you've been with this company, the success that you've accomplished. By working hard, by doing the work, having your family here, it's an important thing. And I think that, congratulations. That's all I want to say.
Thank you.
Good for you. That's great. And thank you to you, to Allstate, to the great work that Options for Youth does. I think we're going to do a little check presentation, right? We're going to give them $1,000 for their program. That's going to go to good use.
I'd like to tell one story.
Sure.
Our new partnership with Cheryl is going to open up new possibilities for our young moms who have succeeded in delaying a second pregnancy and graduating from high school. I'd like to tell you Charisse's story as the day she left for college. Charisse was a former participant. She got on a Greyhound bus with her baby on her hip and everything she owned in a black plastic garbage bag. Today, Charisse has her master's degree. She's counseling other young mothers who are coming to college, and she just finished her first book describing her life experiences.
Wow.
So with the right help and the right support, they can make it. What Cheryl Kirkland Agency is now offering to our young moms is not only training and mentoring, but exposure to a whole new career. They have never heard of a career in insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So this is opening up whole new possibilities for our young mothers.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations. It's a great story. Congratulations to you, to both of you. It's great.
Thank you.
That's great. Cheryl Kirkland is our agent here with Allstate, helping to sponsor this Hometown Voices tour. Pat Messina is the president of Options for Youth. Two terrific ladies up on the stage. It's an honor to share it with you and continue to do the great work that you do because it's super, super important.
Thanks, Lou.
You
Thank
got
you
it.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you people, you're all in good hands. Get it? 8:49 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. That's your cue, Bartolini Brothers. They're bringing in the 10-pound meatball sandwich. How many times has he done this? Wow. That's delicious. Wow. And it just sticks on that piece of wood like that. Wow. Look at that thing. You can't make this stuff up. You've never seen it. And Cheryl Kirkland's next to me going, I've never seen anything like that in my life. Yeah, get those two yahoos in there. Very nice. Congratulations. Yeah, I'm going to go right on it. I need a knife and a fork and a shovel. Wow, that is good looking. I will take a little bite of that. Thank you very much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. Joe's been hanging on since last week in Schaumburg. Joe, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you took a nap while you were on hold. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, listen, real quick before I get to my question, you were talking to a caller earlier about InstaFlow. Great product. I've been using it for a long time. I recommend it to everybody.
Oh, it really does work.
Your recommendation.
Oh, that's great. Good. I'm glad that's working for you. Good. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah. Listen, I bought a new kitchen faucet a long time ago. A short time ago. It's just a regular one-hole install gooseneck with the sprayer that pulls out of the neck, you know?
Okay.
Now, the thing is, since we've been using it, it's got a horrible plastic PVC type of taste and smell to it. Wondering if you know what this is from and what you recommend to maybe fix it.
You live in Schaumburg?
Yeah.
And this is the only place where this smell and odor comes from?
just from the kitchen. The two bathrooms are fine. Yeah.
And is it the type of thing that it does it go away, or just when you draw it the first time?
No, it's all the time. You draw it the first time. You know, I even let it run on like the hottest water for a while.
Yeah,
thinking maybe that would get it out because it's new.
Let's try this as a little test. Pull that sprayer out. You know how you can unscrew the sprayer and you'll just have the hose?
Yeah.
Okay. When you pull that out, tie a little, tie a yellow ribbon around the old, no, tie a ribbon around the hose itself so it doesn't drop back inside the body of the faucet. You know, some kind of ribbon or rope so it keeps it there, a little piece of string or something. And then for a couple of hours during the day, make sure it's pointed in the right direction. Use that without the head. And see if you have that odor or that taste just from that hose. Because that hose is a rubber hose that's connected to a brass fitting underneath there. Now, if there's no taste or odor from that, then it's coming from the head. And you may need to replace from the sprayer. And you may need to replace. There's a little aerator underneath there that you may need to replace, and that could be where the smell's coming from. If you still have that smell and odor coming, it could be the actual hose that needs to be replaced. Now, I'm just going to take a guess. Is this a Price Pfister faucet?
You
have no idea.
Price Pfister, the brand was American Standard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try that test. And if you still get the odor from the hose, then you need a new hose as well. And you can, you know, buy that at a faucet shop or, you know, a plumbing supply house can buy that. Or even a hardware store will probably have that a replacement
Ace
hose
hardware,
for you. You could go to Ace Hardware, absolutely. And but try that as a test, and you should see some improvement. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. I want to send you out a April Air event-based thermostat from our friends at American Weather Makers. They're the leader in HVAC in the Chicagoland area. You can improve the air quality using an April Air event-based thermostat. If you'd like more information, visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. It's 8:58 in the morning. Cheryl Kirkland, who's sitting next to me in Orland Park, Illinois, has a daughter who's a dentist who's here right now doing cleanings. Which is a little interesting because she's using a fork and a knife, but you'll be fine. Cheryl supports a local nonprofit called Options for Youth that we heard about, which helps give young moms guidance and support. It's important to Cheryl to help these girls build confidence so they understand there's still a bright future for young women with children. Cheryl is also a personal financial representative for Allstate in South Holland, and her understanding of the people of this community, well, that helps Cheryl provide her customers with outstanding service. She enjoys helping families and you to protect the things that are most important, your family, your home, your car. She can also help you prepare a strategy to achieve financial goals. Cheryl's proud to work with Allstate, helping satisfied customers protect what they value most for over 80 years. In fact, their financial strength and claim service received an A-plus rating superior by AM Best. That's something Cheryl is very glad to be part of. That and good dental hygiene. Call and schedule a consultation with Cheryl today, 708-893-0000. That's 708-893-0000.
Who likes meatballs? Well, then you better get on down here to Bartolini's. We're here live broadcasting the Mr. Fix-It Show till 10, sponsored by our friends at Allstate. I dare you to try their 10-pound meatball sandwich. Double dog dare ya. Now back to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We're live at Bartolini's. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Bartolini's Restaurant in Midlothian, is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. I just actually had a piece of the meatball sandwich. I think it's the official sandwich of the Mr. Fix-It Show. Now, I just want to say, no one's ever given me a sandwich on the Mr. Fix-It Show.
That's not true.
Who's given me a sandwich?
We've done other remotes, but this is the best.
But you know why? You know why this is so good? Because it's made with love.
I think so. I even took a bite of it.
Yeah, Lindsay, who doesn't eat meat, she took a bite of it, and she goes, oh, my gosh, I could eat this.
This might have turned me.
It's delicious. Oh, my gosh. It is so good. It is so good. Okay, a couple things. I told you about this whole idea about Lou's virtual candy jar to help me fill the virtual candy jar that is going to be matched by Townstone Financial, who is going to make a matching donation of $5,000. You people are already so nice. I'm on the first giving page, and Anonymous gave us some money. Louisa, Anonymous. And we've already raised almost $200. So thank you very much. We're going to be doing this the whole month of April. So, you know, a little bit of March here and the whole month of April leading up to it. All you do is go to WGNradio.com. You'll probably see a little thing right there, Lou's Virtual Candy Jar. And it's, as I mentioned, the friends at Townstone Financial are nice enough to do a $5,000 match, which is great. And then this coming Wednesday, if you're Facebook people, we're going to do a Facebook chat live on my Facebook page from 7 to 8 p.m., and it's and we're getting help from our friends at Glisten, who's going to give us some stuff, right? What are they doing?
The first 10 people to ask a question to you on your Facebook
via
page,
Facebook,
starting at 7 p.m.
7 to 8.
Yep. We'll get a little cleaner kit from
them. Yeah. The nice thing about doing the Facebook chats is I get to have a glass of wine while I'm answering questions.
You're having a Bloody Mary right now.
Right. So that really doesn't work because I'm drinking now. So, but normally I don't drink in the morning, only when I come down to Midlothian because it's south. Right. We're almost at the Mason-Dixon line. And then we have a new way. If you're on Facebook, if your mobile number is verified through your Facebook account, like Jordan here, you know, the daughter, she's probably got her her phone number verified through Facebook, right? You probably do. You have no idea. Well, it is. But all you got to do is there's an easier way for you to like my Facebook page. You just text my username, House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, all one book, which I'm always nervous about saying, F-book on your mobile phone, and you'll automatically become a fan. Take your phone out and text 2F-book, which is 32665, one word, and you just, what you text is House Smarts with Lou Manfredini.
You text, no, I'm sorry. Let me fix it here.
Okay. That's why I looked at you.
It's two words, like House Smarts with Lou Manfredini.
Like she said. you text 32665 and you say, like House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, one word.
And then you're going to get a bounce back or a reply text that'll say, okay, thank you for liking Lou's page. And then, get this, they get updates. Like anything that you post on Facebook, they're going to get those sent to their phone.
Because you can't get enough of me. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to go to LaPorte, Indiana, and talk to Paul, who's in LaPorte. Hey, Paul, you're
good
on
morning,
WGN.
Lou.
Good morning. Hello there. How can
good
I help
morning,
you,
sir? Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking the call. I have a tile repair
sure.
job that on an entranceway. It's like 16 feet long and 4 feet to 7 feet wide. And it was installed over a flexing floor, which nobody ever told me. When this insurance repair came in to mediate a roof leak, you know, and they replaced that as part of the damage. And so the floor flexes, you know, and I'm assuming it's 4x8 panels underneath, and they're not terminating on a beam. But how's the easy? Can I get the? I have about 14 feet of extra tile. But and grout that matches, but I don't. I need to hire somebody to do this, and I want to make sure they approach it correctly. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay, so I'm just so I'm clear. You have this entryway, and when you're standing on the floor and you kind of bounce up and down, you're getting a flex off of it.
It must be because the grout is cracking. And it's right where they come off of two steps from a, you know, it's a raised ranch. It's two steps you come down. Right at that area is where I've got this.
Okay. What's underneath this floor? Is it a basement?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's a basement, but it's a finished.
Okay.
You know,
finished or unfinished?
Finished ceiling. Yeah.
Finished.
Yes,
basement.
Finished.
Okay. And you have extra tile, and so you want to take up some of the tile that's already down there so that they can shore this area up. In other words, This area that you're concerned with is just right by the steps. The rest of the floor is sound?
I don't know. I don't know whether a stud finder is sufficient to determine whether or not. I don't see a lot of cracking elsewhere, you know.
I'm trying to picture the whole situation here, where you're saying that most of the area that you see is damaged is near those steps, and you see
correct.
The grout loosening up. So if you have enough tile, in other words, where a contractor could take a couple courses of the tile away so that they could expose the subfloor underneath it, then they may be able to open that up and add some additional framing to support the floor. Or if the tile is sound, meaning the tile's not cracked, what may
correct.
Make more sense is to open the ceiling in the basement below, because then they can open up a larger area, not really have to replace the tile. Again, if it's holding and it's not cracked, then they can put additional framing from below and then patch the ceiling. If it were me, that would be my approach, is that I would do it from below. And so you probably – the thing is, I mean, you're going to want to get a tile contractor to do this.
Correct.
One of the places to go look is the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And you can type in tile setter and then have them come out and take a look at it. And then they can give you a an estimate of what it would cost to do and to shore it up. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. You've been hanging on for a while, and I want to send you a little gift, something, because you've been hanging on forever. How about a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew T-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip, created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:17 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Gary, who's in Oak Park. Hey, Gary, you're on WGN. Good morning. Appreciate you calling.
Yeah, I got a problem. Yeah.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah. I've got I changed my question from earlier. I want to talk about, we're in a condo where the floors are all concrete in the entire building, and we've had carpeting on the floors for 20-something years, and now we want to try and change over to some type of wood laminate or a manufactured wood floors. What do you think about that? Because I've read so many bad things about the flooring that goes over concrete, either engineered or
manufactured. Are you in a first floor condo or a?
I'm on the fifth floor.
Okay. Are you in a first floor condo? Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a heated space below you. Okay.
Of course.
And your condo association allows you to. We're having a connection issue. All right, hold on, Gary. Ready? I'm going to talk just because there's a connection issue. I just don't want to. So the condo association is going to allow you to put down some type of engineered wood floor.
Yes, or laminate flooring. What do you suggest?
Okay. Are you on the space station? I feel like there's a delay, like I'm talking to. Who was that? Who was that guy that just came back? It's like we're talking to the guy in the space station. It's a joke. Okay. Here's the thing. The fact that you're not at ground level, you can go with anything up there. I mean, you could go with a floating floor right over the top of the concrete that doesn't get secured. There's probably going to be some type of padding that you have to put down to buffer the sound. The thing I will tell you is that floating floors have a definite feel difference when you walk on them. And so that's something you may want to, if you have a friend who maybe put in a laminate floor somewhere, a floating floor, go to their house and just walk around on it and make sure that that's not something that drives you crazy. There are also engineered floors that you can, there's floors that you can glue on to the concrete. And again, the fact that you're not at the ground level doesn't bother me at all. There's a million different styles. What I will tell you is this. Do not just go to the big boxes to make your selection. You need to go to a flooring supply store that specializes in flooring so that you can see all the different things that are out there. Depending on the style that you're looking for, I love the look of bamboo. I think that bamboo flooring is terrific. They're not all made the same. And so take a look at one of the manufacturers that I really like in bamboo is a company called Terragrin. They're out of Seattle. And they use what? Terragrin. Terragrin.com. And what's interesting about what they do is they use what's called old growth bamboo, which old growth bamboo means it's 5 years old. But it's a sturdier material. It's a thinner layer, and it gets glued in place, and it's beautiful. And you're going to have to find a distributor. You're not going to find this at the big boxes. And it's something I would definitely take a look at because it really is something else. Thanks so much for the phone call. We are today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is live in Midlothian. It's presented by Allstate agent Cheryl Kirkland. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
You are tuned in to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200 on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Bartolini's Restaurant in Midlothian, presented by Allstate. Chicago's own good hands. Hey, a quick shout out to all of you who are here. So nice. The staff at Bartolini's has been terrific. Certainly, we've seen the Bartolini brothers running around like crazy, but you've got some wonderful wait staff that's running around here. Lorraine and Shelley and Kaylee and Melissa and Brittany. Who am I missing? Anyone? How about a nice round of applause for those ladies who aren't normally serving breakfast here at Bartolini's? So that's very nice that they came out this morning. To help you all out. And remember, tip your waiters and waitresses. I don't think there's any waiters. So 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll also, if you have a question out in the audience, we can take our microphone out there. But let's talk to Paul, who's in Crystal Lake. Paul, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy St. Joseph Day.
You too, sir.
Yes. Listen, I'm contemplating putting a new roof on the house, only there's no problem with it. It's just that it's over 20 years old. And in past houses we lived in, we didn't do a tear down every time. You could put two or three roofs on. Now, I checked, and the roof rafters here are 2x6s. So I only have one roof on this house. Why do I have to do a tear down if I don't have any problems?
Because when you go to sell this home, Paul, the next young buyers are going to be so afraid that you have a second roof on top of it. And they're going to say, and you're going to say, you know, I just did this roof 5 years ago. Oh, yeah, but it's a re-roof job, and the inspector's going to say that, and he's going to give them their 2 cents. And the point is, you got your 20 years out of it. The average life of a roof in the United States is 13 years. And the better job for you and for the future value of that home is to do a tear-off. Yeah, it'll probably cost you an extra $1,000. I mean, I'm just throwing a raw number out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really good $1,000 to spend because there could be damage underneath the shingles that you don't know about. And now they can make that repair, make sure that it's sound, and then get a nice flat roof that when you go to sell this place someday, it's, you know, it's going to be a better investment. I have never been a re-roof fan. I personally think it shouldn't even be allowed, but who am I?
Huh. I see. Like I said, we've done it before in a different house where I had three roofs on there, and then
it's a different ball game with these younger buyers now because they're they want zero maintenance on their house. As I turn and look at my producer, who wants zero maintenance on her brand new house. She wants it done. She wants nothing to worry about. She's more concerned about getting a new couch, which she did get.
All right, tell me now, what kind of composition roofing, architectural or what? What do you?
Well, I mean, the architectural stuff looks great. I think that it's a more durable roof because of the coverage that you get, more of a solid shingle instead of the typical three tab. within manufacturers, you have companies like GAF, you have Timberline, which is a GAF roof, Tamco, Elk, CertainTeed. They all are good manufacturers. Remember, roofing is like any other work you have done at your house. It's all about the people you have doing the roof, and so it's the contractors you get to do it that's most important, and they'll pick a product that works really well for you. I appreciate the phone call. 9:28 in the morning. Quick break, and we'll be back right after these.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Back. It's time for our Just Text Me segment here on WGN Radio. We can't always get to all your phone calls, so people text us, and Lindsay reads the texts, and I try to answer them. What is it? What is it that you want to try and do when I'm out of town?
Don't tell people where I'm going to be.
Oh, okay. I didn't really lost track of that. But
where do you want? When you're hosting the show next Saturday? Mm-hmm. Do you want me to text?
Oh,
you?
I was thinking maybe you could help me and text me some of the answers to these texts.
So that on my vacation, I have to.
And then I could sound really smart.
All right, fine.
And say, oh well, if I were you.
Okay.
Okay, let's practice.
All right, go ahead. Let's pretend.
Lou, do I really have to tear down when I have a new roof put on?
Yes. Next question.
Do you want me to expand on that?
Well, no. Here's the thing. The less you say, the smarter you are.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes, okay. Next.
Well, we just talked. Here, sorry, guys. We just talked about, with that gentleman, that if you're re-roofing, it's just not a good value. So you want to make sure that you're getting the best value in all this. And so I've never been a fan of re-roofing, and I would do it.
I knew that. Yesterday, our toilet started filling very slowly. It takes over an hour for the tank to fill so it can be flushed again.
Wow.
We do have a second toilet, but it's in the basement, and we are in our 70s. So we need to access this toilet.
Well, so if that is probably a fill valve issue. Where the water comes in from the wall and it needs to be replaced. So that's an inexpensive fix. You need to shut the water off to the toilet, replace the fill valve, which leads in. It typically has the ball float, or it's got a float on a pin, and that's probably the issue.
Okay.
What?
How am I going to do this next week?
I can't text this fast.
No.
Right. The whole point is I'm taking the day off.
Ask me really easy questions, peeps.
All right.
Okay. Lou, doing a new floor on concrete slab on ground. Can I have hardwood floor? Can I have hard floor versus engineered floor? What's your advice?
Well, you could do a hardwood floor on concrete, but the thing is you have to mechanically fasten 3/4-inch plywood to it first. So a vapor barrier needs to go down. Then you would use 3/4-inch plywood that you would screw into the concrete. And then you would nail the real hardwood onto that. That's the best way to go, but it's not an inexpensive way to go because you've got to cut doors. You've got to cut trim. An engineered floor designed for ground-level application is probably the better way to go.
All righty. Lou, what is the best brand of backup battery for a sump pump and or ejector pit?
So the Double D.
Double D.
Remember the Double D?
I do.
Yeah. So the Double D, that's not what it's called.
No.
But it's a dual pump system from Metropolitan Industries that you can get at most plumbing supply houses. If you go to a plumbing supply house and say, I need the Double D, they're not going to know what you're talking about. It's like the MP367 480 something. It's like saying an address on the south side. 144th 50, something like that, right? What's the address?
144-20.
What is it? How do you say it down here? If you're giving
144-20 Pulaski, Midlothian.
Illinois.
Wow. Well. Okay.
Just in case you didn't know
the two of you. The two of you. I would love to be a fly on the wall when the two of you are arguing.
I'm not sure if you'd want to be. I'm not sure if you'd like that.
Right?
At all.
It's never happened, Lou.
All right.
Lou.
Yeah. Uh huh.
We are very soft spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we carry a big stick.
I just met you. You carry a big meatball sandwich. Come on. Stick with the program. All right. Hold on. Don't talk. Are we still doing Just Text Me?
We can move on.
Wait, really?
Well, okay, one more.
One
is
more.
Is it too early to apply grass treatment products like crabgrass killer?
Yeah, no. I want nobody to put any lawn stuff down yet. The ground is not warm enough. You're wasting your time. You can rake the lawn, get rid of all debris if you really want to get out there and do something. You can go ahead and dethatch if you want to rent a dethatcher. You can aerate the soil. If you want to put something like, which is my favorite organic fertilizer, you can do that because it's literally Milwaukee County sewage in pellet form. Thank you, Milwaukee. How's the meatballs?
Pellet form.
Yeah. And so, but no fertilizer yet. It just won't react because the soil's not warm enough. We need about another, well, let's see where the weather goes, but at least another couple weeks before we're doing that.
Great. So. That's our Just Text Me.
All right. Very nice. We will. Joining me up on stage are Bartolini 1 and Bartolini 2, Dominic and Christopher.
Thank you.
You're looking at your radio there to my right. And first of all, thank you so much. First of all, congratulations on 21 years. As a business owner myself, to be in business that long, it's a huge accomplishment. There's a lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of heartache and a lot of long hours, and it is a testament to hard work and perseverance, without even knowing you, but just being a business owner myself, that makes it the ability to have an ongoing concern that long, and it's something to be very proud of. So congratulations.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you also to the great hospitality that you've shown us today and all the folks that came here. I think half these people are related, but that doesn't matter. And this is my Aunt Susie, and this is my third cousin Victor, and his mother's brother's
sister.
It's
St. Joseph Day.
Right, right, right.
Lou, I mean, right. 21 years, right. Everybody's related to
Bartolini. Yeah, 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 right.
Right. We're all family.
Right. You know, and the thing is, for me, I mean, my family's from northern Italy, and so you southern Italians have made me feel very welcome, so I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well, Dad's from northern, and he's from Lucca.
Oh, he is.
And then Mom's from Sicily.
Huh? Well, so, see, that's what I was thinking, because Bartolini, there's a whole thing in Italian names about the vowel. And it's true. If it ends in an I, it's typically northern Italy. It's true. Manfredini, Bartolini. So Lucca, that's in Modena.
Mom was a Fasano.
Right.
Which is, you know.
Southern. Oh, yeah. The O. Now it's different because everybody moves around. But back in the day.
Back then.
Back then. So, all right. So that's why I like you.
Thank you.
And
I'm a good-looking man.
I
am the good-looking brother.
Right, it is a good thing that this is not television, because if we were on television right now, this place would be crawling with good-looking women trying to get a piece of both of these two.
They say I have a face for radio, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to say a word because we're in your restaurant. Thank you.
Plus, you haven't eaten yet.
No, I did have a piece of that meatball sandwich, which was delicious. And I think a lot of you ate this morning, and food's great here, right? It really is.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Let's talk a little bit about the place. You've been here for 21 years. You started. It was small. It got bigger. If people are coming down to the Midlothian area, they're looking for a night out to do whatever, why would they come to Bartolini's?
We treat everybody like family, Lou.
And it's the great village of Midlothian. I mean, come on, let's
be
honest.
Right, right.
We're like the gem of the South Side.
Right.
It really is.
That's nice.
And our meatballs are amazing.
Yeah.
Plus, you get to meet me, the bald, good-looking brother, by the way, just in case you're coming down.
Right.
All right, everybody. Chris is the good-looking brother. But after 21 years in business, Lou, we've had people come in with their kids, like the McFarlanes. Because of Jan, she's a Lou groupie.
Jan.
They come in with their kids. Now they're bringing in their grandkids. So we're
that's
seeing the second, third generation at Bartolini's. It's really
that's
cool seeing the families grow up.
That's what our whole goal was, is when we started, Chris and I, we wanted to start with the families come in, then the grandkids, you know, and just work it through. And now we actually have kids that came in as little ones that are actually working for us.
You know that whole White Sox theory right now, a little problem with the kids at the clubhouse? People bring their kids to Bartolini's all the time. We've had waitresses that, hey, my kid's sick, or some kid's off school. The kid will go sit at the table when he's off school for a couple hours, waiting in between. We're a family place, and it's all about the families.
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything, but sitting at the bar is Adam LaRoche and Drake, his son. You know, so when you guys are done, they're right there.
He has his own chair.
Yeah.
He doesn't need his own locker. He has his own chair.
He's got his own bathroom, but that's a whole nother story. Right. He's, you know how he was the 26th man on the White Sox? He's the third Bartolini.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Right.
That's right. He's not quite as good looking as us.
No. Yes. Well, anyway. Well, thank you so much for hosting us. We really do appreciate it. If people want to contact you guys, give me an address, a phone number, and a website.
Bartolini's, www.bartolini's.com.
And our address is 14420, the great city of Midlothian on Pulaski Avenue. Or Crawford, even, if you want to get technical.
Oh, sure.
Check names here.
Yep, you can check us out on Facebook or 708-396-2333. It was 708-396-BEEF, but now it's 396-MEATBALL, but we can't get that number.
No, sorry.
It's too long.
All right, I'm done with you people.
All right.
9:47 in the morning. Nice job. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Happy trails to you.
Wow.
Until we meet again.
Well, it's time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial, who's also sponsoring our Lou's Virtual Candy Jar. Thank you very much to Townstone Financial. And we're going to do a last call in our audience this morning. Where are you? Hello there.
Hello, good morning.
What's your name?
Danielle.
How are you? Where are you from?
I'm fine. I'm from Riverdale.
Nice. Nice to see you.
Well, a little bit over.
Yeah.
My question is, I have a shower that the cold water flows very well through it, but when the hot water just drips, we took the nozzle off to make sure that's what it was. It wasn't that. And then it's no access panel because it's an addition that was built.
Is it a single-handle faucet?
It's a single-handle faucet.
So you'll turn it. Is it the type of thing that you pull it on and then adjust hot or cold?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you get cold all day.
You get cold all day.
You don't want to take a cold shower.
No.
Wakes you up.
Man,
yeah. And then if you go all the way hot, it just drips.
It just drips.
Okay. How new or old is that valve?
It could be pretty old. I closed on the house 3 years ago, and it was there when I got
okay.
there.
So that insert, that cartridge that's underneath that handle, probably needs to be replaced.
So the whole nozzle, just get a whole new nozzle?
No, no, no. So what you need to do is shut off the main water to the house.
Okay.
Take the handle off of that faucet.
Okay.
There's probably a screw or an Allen wrench screw on the bottom that you'll take off. Make sure you close the drain and put a rag over the drain, because if you drop that little screw down that drain, you're not going to be happy. And then you're going to take that off, and you'll see a little stem sticking out.
Okay.
And there's either going to be a little clip that holds it in place that you pull out, or there could be a nut that you unscrew, depending on the brand.
Mm-hmm.
You grab it with a pair of pliers, and you pull straight out.
Okay.
You go to the hardware store and say, I need one of these.
Gotcha.
$20 later, probably, for that. You, when you have that open and it's that little shaft, take a... take an old toothbrush, and if you have a cleaner like CLR, put in a squirt bottle straight and squirt it in there and brush it out with the toothbrush.
Okay.
And then put the new insert back in, clip it in place, put the handle, and I bet you'll solve the problem.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it, Danielle. I appreciate you sitting here for us and coming out to Bartolini's. Quick break, and we'll say our thank yous and be back right after this. A WGN Hometown Voices Tour. We are live from Bartolini's Restaurant in Midlothian and presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. A bunch of thank yous to say today. First of all, we made radio history today because we gave away Espoma chicken manure on the radio, which I'm very excited about. To Christopher and Dominic Bartolini, thank you so much for hosting us here and the staff. We really do appreciate that. Allstate Insurance. And their agent, Cheryl Kirkland, who also helped bring this to you. Options for Youth, Pat Messina, who was here. Marlene and Rick Wells, who worked very hard setting this up. Our engineer, Adam Phillips, over here to my right, who came very early to set this all up. Back at the studio, we have Ben Cortez and Jasmine Cooper producing. We really do appreciate their help as well. Don't forget to donate to my Misericordia virtual candy jar. You can go to WGNradio.com, and that is sponsored and will be matched by a $5,000 donation by Townstone Financial. This Wednesday will be a Facebook page chat on the 23rd between 7 and 8 p.m., sponsored by Glisten. And then when I leave here today, I'm heading to the By the Yard showroom up in Vernon Hills. Now, I know for most of you Southsiders, if you go north of Madison, your nose starts to bleed, so... I'm not expecting any of you to go that far north, but if you're listening and you're up in that area, the showroom's fantastic. The furniture is even better, and I'll be there from noon until 1 as soon as the helicopter gets here this morning. Is there anybody else I need to thank?
Me.
Oh, Lindsay, of course. I have the pleasure of having quite possibly the finest producer that WGN Radio has, and I can say that, and if anybody doesn't believe me, they can come talk to me. She does a great job. It's a lot of work to keep things organized. A lot more stuff than you even see here, and I'm very fortunate to work with her every day. Please be kind to her next Saturday when she sits in for me.
Be gentle.
Be gentle. Don't, you know, ask her things like, I'm thinking about, what would we, give me an example. An example of a question you'd
maybe
like.
Maybe like, how do you restore cabinets?
So I have this problem with my cabinets. They're really sticky, and I've tried all these different cleaners, and I can't get the stickiness off. What should I do, Lindsay?
Well, Lou, I've got a great solution for you. Take some quadruple zero steel wool and Howard's Restore Finish. Just rub a little on there, go with the grain, and they'll shine like new. Can somebody ask me that next week, please?
Yeah. Look out. Right, exactly. That is not a face for radio. Right.